Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. There's a lot of upside potential to the movie industry in Montana. Just really starting to get into it more and more. Of course, there's some downside potential too. I know folks have talked about that. But the creative minds that are in Montana to create some of these stories, the film industry is growing here for sure. If this is going to give it a boost, this is Storyhouse Montana, a group that has purchased the former Roseburg Wood Products plant. That's 47 acres there, and this is in Missoula, and they plan to turn that into a full-service movie studio. Housing is going to be involved there as well. We're going to talk with the co-founders, Sean Patrick Higgins and James Brown III, today about this project. You know, it is more and more in the state of Montana. Your friends and neighbors, they're talking about, well, did you see me in this? I was in that shot. I played a small time, this, that, which is pretty cool. It's pretty fun. But how big is big time in Montana? We're going to kind of find out a little bit here as we just get right into this. Storyhouse co-founders Sean Patrick Higgins and James Brown III are joining us to talk about this unique adventure, plans for this, I'm calling it housing and Hollywood venture in Montana. Good morning, Sean Patrick Higgins. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks so much.
Thanks for being here. James Brown III, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a fantastic Taco Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. You're going to, you just derailed the whole show with that now. I can't. Yeah, beautiful. Hey, so Sean, you're the co-founder and CEO. James Brown III is the co-founder and president of Storyhouse. So I don't know who to go to first on this one. Since I introduced you first, Sean, I'll just ask you, what are you doing? What is Storyhouse Montana?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom. And so Storyhouse Montana is it's a multifaceted venture, but it's born of Trinity Entertainment. And Trinity Entertainment was James and my first production company, based in New York while we were living there, and we started telling stories together. And we both have some pretty colorful lives and backgrounds that have led us ultimately back to Wyoming, where I've spent about a third of my life and spent some time growing up and went to University of Wyoming. And that's where we launched Storyhouse Pictures. Storyhouse Pictures is a real estate-backed film production company. And we've always been really interested in creating the playground for our larger network, our friends, our family, and truly for voices from the West to emerge into this industry so that we could turn the industry on its head a bit and no longer be an extractive industry where folks have a pipeline of stories out of the West and hitting the bottom line in big Hollywood and LA, but rather we could reposition that so that the stories that come of a place and by a place are really serving that place and those people, and that those profits can start to circulate in the community from which that story emerges. So Storyhouse is, and Storyhouse Montana found its home in Missoula, Montana, at the Roseburg site that you mentioned. And that's been a long process to find the right location to land. So a film production company that is based in real estate, backed by real estate, and which also controls a slate of projects of intellectual properties in TV and film.
And I appreciate that. Voices of the West and for the West. I mean, I've said that here an awful lot, you know, from Montana for Montana. And the people that I've talked to in the film industry in Montana, that's what they want. That's what they think needs to happen here, is that there are a lot of stories that generate interesting stories generate here in the West, but they're produced in Hollywood. I really appreciate this approach here. James Brown III, what is real estate-backed movie production? I find that very interesting as well.
Yeah, it's maybe not a new approach, but it's certainly our approach, and it's an industry-disrupting approach because it's showing that at the end of the day, we are leasing, you know, square footage, right? It's hospitality. It is, and that is the movie business. That is creating a sound stage. And so if we really approach it from the fundamental of what it is, that we have this huge space that you could turn into the West, you could turn it into space, you could turn it into New York, and we approach it from that aspect, then we're really looking at not only the business aspect of it, but also now the creative aspect of it. And it just gives us an opportunity to make any kind of film, whether it's a, you know, a low budget $50,000 film to a $20 million film. And not only are we creating films and telling stories within the film and TV industry, but we're also telling stories and creating stories within real estate, within residential, building homes, building businesses for people to truly start their story with us. And so, you know, again, us being real estate backed, we are really focusing on the entire genre, really, of real estate. Everything from attainable homes on up to 2-acre ranch homes. And that's really our approach to the movie business, but also to the real estate business.
I want to talk about that approach more. And Sean Higgins, go into this. I mean, you guys, you know, it's not just about, oh, a creative release. It's not just about a profit release. It's not just about housing. You're talking about building resiliency. You want to revive local economies. You're looking at, you've said, displaced workers from the timber and energy sectors, veterans, Native Americans. Where does that come from? And how do you incorporate that into a successful model?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom. You know, where that comes from, it comes from housing insecurity, quite frankly. I grew up, and without going too far into the details, my folks were split pretty early on. My father was a Green Beret veteran from Vietnam, who spent a good portion of his life living from week to week in hotels and motels. I knew homelessness with a single mother who was raising us, who happened to have multiple sclerosis, and we have four kids in the family, and we were running around different campgrounds and everything else as we were coming up. And so looking at that and growing out of a HUD family housing system and rehoused by the grace of our church when I was quite young, all of that, it's a lived experience. And then as I got older, it just became more prevalent what that is in our America. And quite frankly, how can we do better? So as James and I went, we had this film about veterans in equine therapy, which was shot in partnerships with CHAPS, which is a equine therapy ranch down in Sheridan, Wyoming. And that process and that film, working with those veterans, and it was a bit of an homage to my father who had passed, and that opened our eyes to some of the housing scarcity and challenges for veterans living in the Mountain West, particularly in northeastern Wyoming and southeastern Montana. And as we looked at that and some of the folks who were living week to week in hotels and motels through the SSVF grants and some of the other programs that exist, we began to identify that problem and ask ourselves why and how can we focus on something better and create a pathway, not just for the roof overhead, but also for a purpose to get out of bed in the morning. And those two things are really ingrained in the heartbeat of Storyhouse. And as we look at that, we are focused on people, planet, and then profit, and truly in that order. I believe, and we have adopted, and all of us really are all in on the notion that we can create pathways for folks who are having challenging times and also give them a voice. And to us, we know film production. And so that is a group environment where folks are working on a mission-based story or opportunity to bring forward. They're manufacturing a cultural good. And those cultural goods are stories that come from all over our ecosystem and communities. And so if we can find that through through those people first?
Yeah.
And then, you know, how does that impact the world? And ultimately, everything else, it just comes, right? The financing comes.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little walking out in faith on some of these things, too. But I appreciate that. I think we can. I think we can uplift people. I think we can uphold our planet. I think we can, you know, have profit and have prosperity through all of that. We don't have to sacrifice those things. James Brown III, I want to ask you to follow up on that. You know, what is your background that makes this a personal commitment for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I, like Sean, also come from a veteran family, and my grandfather was in the Army. I have several of my, family in many of the armed forces, and so the veteran aspect is huge for us, for our entire company, and my dad is actually one of our co-founders as well. So it really truly is a family business. But the idea of taking a holistic approach to business has really been the foundation of my life, personally, in my health, in my mental health, in my physical health, in my education. And now it's really found its way into our business. And more specifically, we are looking at how we can develop down in Sheridan a holistic community. And how can we approach Story House Montana with that same vision, that same approach to holistic development, holistic film industry? And one of those things that helps that is understanding if we are building a business that's going to create over 400 jobs, we need to also acknowledge that is going to create a need for housing for those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that holistic approach then allows us to see the potential pitfalls in a successful business, and how can we get ahead of that? And having this real estate backed company, having this company that is looking at it holistically, looking at our effect on a community, both positively and negatively, how can we strengthen those negatives? And a lot of that comes from the housing. A lot of that comes from considering the footprint that we are creating in that town. And in Missoula specifically, we just know that we can be a force for good when it comes to creating jobs, when it comes to creating housing, when it comes to boosting an economy, creating more space for a green industry. And that holistic approach, we want to make sure we're considering every single day as we make decisions for Story House.
Great background. We're going to come back after a short break here. Sean Patrick Higgins is with us, co-founder and CEO of Story House Montana, and also Story House Incorporated. James Brown III, co-founder and president of Story House as well. And we'll talk more about how do you turn 47 acres of a former wood product site into, a Montana movie studio. Great story here to talk about. Story House Incorporated, Story House Montana. This is a real estate-backed film and television production company. They broke ground and are transforming the former Roseburg wood product site into studios. It's 47 acres. I think that in itself has got to be kind of cool to take an old wood product site that's got probably all kinds of enclosures that you're mine. Our guests here are James Brown III, co-founder and president of Story House, and Sean Higgins, co-founder and CEO of Story House. And Sean, I imagine, and this is what I'm really interested in now, is 47 acres, all these enclosures. Your mind's probably bigger than your wallet right now, I suppose, in wanting to be able to transform that site. What's that going to look like?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom. It's a phased approach to this redevelopment effort on the 47 acres. So we have it broken into a number of phases. We have phase 1A through phase 1D, and then we have a hopeful phase 2, and I can touch on all those. We're really focused on phase 1A right now, so I'll focus the conversation there. That is the redevelopment of the site. right now you could go in there today and you could start shooting, and it's better than any other site that exists in Montana as is. It's a blessing of space, beautiful old structure, which is a bowstrung wood truss building. It looks like one of the original buildings on the Paramount backlot or down at Warner Brothers Studios. And we just, when we were introduced to the site through Missoula Economic Partnership, we immediately fell in love with it. And for James and I, it was nowhere else in Montana. This was the answer. And so that redevelopment effort, the first phase 1A, it's about a 12 to 18 month effort. And we're working with local partners, Cushing Terrell Architecture, as well as Jackson Construction on that redevelopment effort. We also are working with Britt Penrod, who's our studio consultant, who had done a ton of different reprogramming and redevelopments of sites like Culver City Studios, the NBC Universal Studios, Calgary Studios, the studios over in Park City in Utah. So between Britt, Cushing Terrell, and the good folks over at Jackson, Doug Jackson, we have a really great team surrounding this.
And James, talk about how far this goes back, because we were chatting and, you know, the Roseburg plant came open within the last year, but you've had to have plans on the ground, so to speak, with an eye toward this area for longer than that.
Yeah, we have been so fortunate that a team of folks who really, truly care about Montana started to rope us in. And as soon as, you know, it's been probably 2.5 years, really, that we've been focused on Montana, doing our due diligence, really understanding the landscape. We started to tour the state and look at different cities, amazing cities, Whitefish, of course, Bozeman, Billings. And the top of last year, we ended up in Missoula, you know, pitching, talking to Mayor Davis and the county commissioners and Grant Keir from MEP. And we were introduced to the Roseburg site. And like Sean said, it just made so much sense. Yeah. And knowing that we could come in, not tear down these amazing buildings with this amazing history, and dream up a new idea, and then be able to transition some of those workers, or if not those specific workers, replace the job count with what we were doing. And it just made so much sense. So really, this is Montana specifically has been 2 to 3 years in the making, while Story House itself has been 4 to 5 years in the making. And Sean and I truly are dreamers. And I think to your point, yes, we have this 400,000 square feet of building to dream up uses of, and if we had all the money in the world, we would do all the things that are in our heads, of course.
Well, I love that. I mean, this thing looks like, you know, a Universal Studio site already, and I've seen some plans some from previous coverage that looks pretty darn cool. It is Story House Pictures Incorporated, or INC, so storyhousepicturesinc.com for more information on this. Sean Higgins, co-founder, CEO, James Brown III, co-founder, president of Story House. Back to you, Sean. What will this do for the movie industry, not just in Montana, but in the West?
We really envision ourselves as a disruptor in the industry. Too often, Tom, you have to go through the process of pitching your projects, getting LA financing, getting a studio to back you, getting that project greenlit. You might sit on a desk for 18 to 36 months to 5 years, and then someone comes along and says, oh, we've still got the option on that. Let's make that project. We are changing the formula. We have the ability to greenlight some of our own projects. We do control 18 different television and film properties. We will start shooting our first feature film through Story House in Montana this fall. And that film will be St. George, directed by Andrew Pastides, a beautiful picture. And the opportunity to just cut out the paper pushers of the industry, unfortunately, who gatekeep a lot of the different projects. And for our ability to come in and have the financial backing of real estate, that ends up being first dollars in to a film production, and then leveraging that in order to create that production and control the costs while doing it, integrate our own vertical so that there's more risk exposure to that intellectual property. So we're mitigating the risk on it, and ultimately then employing folks of a place and really getting that thumbprint on the project in as many ways as possible. And all of those things, what it could mean for Missoula, what it means for Montana, what it means for the West, is agency over the storytelling. When we step into these 435 jobs, it's a growth plan that's ramped up over about 5 to 6 years. So it's not all going to happen overnight. But as we go through that redevelopment effort and we start putting film projects in the space, we end up employing around 140 to 160 folks in the first year as we grow, as we get that pipeline of productions flowing. That creates that full-time equivalency job. Those jobs are, on average, $87,000 a year, really calculated at about 180 workdays, 180 to 270 workdays on that calculation. And that's just because there is a bit of the industry is not a 365-day industry historically, but we have the ability to do that here in Montana for the first time ever on a controlled environment of a soundstage and have that year-round employment. So providing those strong wages to keep pace with the way that housing's going in Montana, providing some mindfulness to recapture some of those housing opportunities as well through attainable and workforce housing, and then ultimately having an export industry for the West rather than an import consumer-based industry. We will be on the production side for the first time in Montana, truly, where those profits come back to the state. Storyhouse Montana would be subject to a Montana state tax, which has not happened when you have larger production companies from Big Hollywood coming in and utilizing Montana and then taking those profits out of state. And so we're making this industry work for the state in a truly a different way. And that will create an ecosystem around it of all the ancillary and support industries as well.
I look forward to chatting with you guys all the way through this process and keeping up to date on that. I got a minute and a half left, James, less than that. Talk about how the public is going to be informed on this, or, you know, what is their role? Are you maybe hosting some job fairs? You're probably going to get, you know, telephone calls and email messages about, you know, I'm a star in the making. Talk about that process.
Absolutely. We absolutely plan on holding a job fair in the fall where we are creating a true film and TV campus. So any of those businesses in Montana that want to come and be housed in our space for folks who want to understand other job opportunities within the industry, that will be the place. And so you absolutely can follow us on at Storyhouse Montana on social media and at Storyhouse. Montana.com, of course, in the website. And we are also creating partnerships now with the University of Montana to really create job pathways from those students directly into our studios. And so just keep following us on social media, keep following us in the news. We will absolutely be in and around the community as we build this out for Montana. By Montana.
Yeah, super exciting news, you guys. Thank you for your heart behind this as well. I think I can see into that. Appreciate that. People, planet, profits. There's no reason we can't have it all. Sean Patrick Higgins, James Brown III from Storyhouse Montana. Good luck to you guys. Talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.